T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And
I may have gotten that wrong. I'm not going to lie to you. I wrote it out as you were saying it. I'm like, that doesn't look right. I need to add an M.
I spelled it for you. 72881.
Text in the word autumn to 72881. We're going to switch up at 1:15 to go to a really hot topic about a statue. But we're wrapping up our conversation with you right now. If you're just joining us here in the 1 o'clock hour, there is a man who jumped into the water at the duck boat tragedy and saved some lives and now is suing the Ride the Ducks people.
And real quick, because we're going to get to calls here. His name is Gregory Harris. He works for the Branson Bell, which is the riverboat that sits there on Table Rock Lake. He heard people screaming. He saw what was happening, and he jumped into the water. He ended up saving 4 of the 14 people who survived. That was because he jumped in and brought them to safety. And there was a child that he reached, but who was dead by the time he got there. He had a few minor injuries, hurt his back, hurt his arm, crown fell out of his mouth, and is suffering from PTSD and is no longer working for the Branson Bell, and is going after the companies involved who allowed that boat to go into the water when it shouldn't have in the first place.
576-7798. We go right to the phones. Let's go to Richard on KMBZ. Hey, Richard.
Hey.
You're on the air. Go ahead, bud.
I have a question for you. I'm not sure about it. Maybe you can look it up on your computer. Isn't there a law on the books, a maritime law, that says if you see a boat or a ship in distress that, and you're on another boat, that you're supposed to help?
I'm not aware. I don't
know. I can look that up. I'm not a man who knows all about sea law, but I can look that up.
I'm not either, but I think there is. And by the way, the Branson Bell, what you're talking about, it's owned by Silver Dollar City Corporation.
All right. I will look that up. I have no idea about the duty to rescue under maritime law. But I can look that up, Richard. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Bill on KMBZ. What's up, Bill?
Hey, has anybody thought that maybe this guy is probably being instructed to file a lawsuit so that he might get some kind of compensation because of all the other lawsuits that are going to be happening on this whole ordeal? This is probably going to bankrupt Ripley's.
Oh, I think they're bankrupt regardless, but I think they're part of me, and this sounds awful to say because this guy is a hero, but part of me agrees with you, Bill, that maybe he's jumping on the Sue train like a lot of other people are.
I just don't think so.
You know, hey, thanks, man. We appreciate it. I hope that's not the case, but it does feel that way.
It doesn't mean he's still not entitled to the money, though. It doesn't mean he still shouldn't be getting something.
Let's go to Michael on KMBZ. Hey, Michael.
Hi. I think that if the guy had jumped into the water on his own accord like he did, and he came out looking like Superman, then there wouldn't be a reason to file a lawsuit. Or if they gave him money, then you just gave him money. But since he came out with injuries due to somebody else's negligence, I think he's entitled, period.
Okay. I mean, if he saves the 4 people and doesn't get hurt and isn't suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome, you know, does he get compensated? I don't know.
Well, he might not be suing then. But
right.
The fact is he was injured and is suffering from PTSD and is not going back to that job on the boat where all of this happened.
Got time for a few more at 576-7798. Andrew, you're next up on KMBZ.
Hey, I just got 2 quick points. One, I think this kind of tarnishes what he did a little bit. I think he truly is a hero. But, I mean, most heroes, when they're, thrust into situations like this, they're like, no, everybody else would have done the same thing. I don't need anything. I don't want anything. This guy kind of does wicked. I kind of agree with you. It sounds like he's just jumping on the train. And then the second thing, going with something Kara talked about, I think him suing can kind of open a Pandora's box, because next time there's going to be a tragedy, somebody's going to say, hey, I think I'm going to jump in and help because this guy got sued. And now we're starting to do things for the wrong reasons. We're looking for paydays.
I hope that wasn't the case. I want you to be right, Andrew, and I hope that the case is not. I'm going to jump in and I'm going to get paid. I hope that people are doing it for the right reasons, that he went in not thinking about a potential lawsuit of what could happen.
I'm going to assume that the guy that chose to jump in the water and save lives mm-hmm. and help get dead bodies out of the water wasn't first thinking about the lawsuit that he can file afterward to be compensated for millions of dollars for it. I'm going to guess that it was a pretty quick, impulsive line of thought. You hear people screaming. You hear people saying, get life jackets, and he jumps in.
Let's go to Sheila on KMBZ. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
I'm actually from Branson, Missouri. I live in Pleasant Valley now. And I'm, you know, this is really, like, weighing on my heart because that's my hometown. But this guy suing makes me think, you know, shouldn't anybody that helps in any kind of incident now go and sue? It kind of sets a precedent that's just ridiculous. I mean, he did something heroic. He really did. But, you know, we don't give lawsuits to firefighters that go in and get hurt. You know, we don't. There's just a million people, like, on the street that will stop and help people. And they might get injured and they might get PTSD. But they don't all sue.
The difference is that this incident was preventable. This didn't have to happen. This guy was put in this position because of the negligence and fault of someone else. And for somebody asked about the firefighter thing. The difference, and I hate to say this, and I'm comfortable saying it because my mom was a firefighter and paramedic and nurse and ran an emergency room for a long time. The difference is that that is their job. That and my mother would tell you that it's not a job that you leave at the office. That if we're passing by an accident scene, she stops and helps because she took the oath, you know, and so she has that knowledge, and so she stops and helps.
Thanks, Sheila. Let's get one more in before we switch gears here. Let's go to Aaron on KMBZ. Go ahead, Aaron. You get the final word.
So what one caller said about the maritime laws, I do believe is correct. You know, if they are a Coast Guard approved vessel, which I believe Branson Bell is because they transport customers, they are required to help other vessels, whether they are private vessels or not, if a distress call is sent out, which I don't know that there was, but obviously they were in distress. I think he's suing the wrong people, though. He should be going after workman's compensation and then let their insurance go after Ripley's or whatever the settlement is for workman's comp.
We don't know that he's not. And we haven't heard that he is, but we don't know that he's not.
I go back to you when you're doing your, if you're injured doing your job, whatever your job is, and again, this goes back to the oath thing, too, that you brought up. His job was not, he's not a diver. He's not a rescue diver. He's, whatever his job is on the Branson Bell is that. And I don't know what his responsibilities, because he went away from what his job title is to jump in and be a hero. So I don't know if he would have any workers' compensation coming his way.
I don't know how workman's comp laws work.
No idea. But Aaron, appreciate the call, man. We're going to switch gears. And if there were a lot of people, a lot of heated discussion, points that were made back in the 11 o'clock hour when we chatted about this. We're going to do it again. Did you see what popped up in front of the Arkansas State Capitol? We'll tell you what's on display coming up next. You got about 40 minutes left to text in today's, or this hour's, keyword cash.
Autumn, A-U-T-U-M-N, Autumn, texted into 72881.
You got all hour to do so for your chance at $1,000 in our national contest. Next story comes to us out of Arkansas.
The Satanic Temple has temporarily placed a bronze statue of a goat-headed winged creature called Baphomet at the Arkansas State Capitol during a rally to call for the removal of a Ten Commandments statue already mounted on Capitol grounds. About 150 Satanists, atheists, and Christians attended the First Amendment rally on Thursday. The Satanic Temple says the Ten Commandments monument violates constitutional freedom of religious rights and that the installation of their 7.5-foot tall statue showing the 14th century idol seated and accompanied by smiling children would demonstrate religious tolerance. Ivy Forrester, who organized the rally, said, if you're going to have one religious monument up, then it should be open to others. And if you don't agree with that, let's not have any at all. The problem is that, and Arkansas has been at this for a while with the Ten Commandments statue. So several years ago, they passed a law that allowed for the Ten Commandments statue to go up. And they also have a 2017 state law that says there has to be legislation that has to pass for consideration of any monument. So if any other religious group wants to put a monument up, there's got to be legislation that's got to pass. And that has not happened. There hasn't been, that they have not gotten a sponsor for that, obviously. And a newer version of the story that I'm seeing says the Satanist group removed their statue later in the day on Thursday. They just brought it up in a truck. They left it there for a while and they took it away because there's nowhere for them to place it there. They can't legally do it. So they are trying to get in on the ACLU's lawsuit. The ACLU has filed a huge lawsuit against the state over this Ten Commandments statue being up. A judge has yet to decide if the Satanic group can get in on that lawsuit.
576-7798. If you've seen the statue, or if you haven't, I'll describe it in a little more detail here. But should this, is it Baphomet? Is that what it is? Baphomet statue that was unveiled on the back of a flatbed truck during the Satanic Temple's rally for the First Amendment. Should it get to stay? 576-7798, 576-7798, or text in at 22980. It is a, it's an interesting statue. It is of a horned goat man with wings sitting on a throne. On the high part behind him on the back of the throne is a star inside of a circle. I don't know what the significance of that is, but you might. He's shirtless, and he's got hooves for feet. On his left side, there is a young boy staring up at him lovingly, and on the right, there is a young girl staring up at him lovingly. Should this get to stay, should this get to go into the ground, just like a Ten Commandments statue has? 576-7798. If we're about freedom of religion and this thing is being used as a symbol of Satanism, should it get to stay on the Capitol grounds in Arkansas? 576-7798. It is terrifying. This is not a pleasant statue to look at.
I think the Ten Commandments one shouldn't be there. And I think they shouldn't be putting that one there in the first place. But if you're going to have that one and they have passed a law that allows that one, then I think you got to allow this one. Like it or not, this is a group that has members that people believe in. This is an organization with a set of tenets that people believe in. And you might not like it, but some people don't like Christianity either. And that Ten Commandments statue is up. And so if we're going to be a nation that allows for everyone's religious beliefs and not one over the other, then you got to allow them both.
576-7798. Brian, you're first up on KMBZ.
Hello, yeah. My thoughts are, I'm a Christian, and I just don't think, due to what the Constitution says of, you know, the state and the churches should be separate, that the state has any right to put any religious monuments up.
Well, the state's not putting it up. It's the people that are members of this, of the Christian religion or the satanic faith. It's those people that are putting it up on state grounds. This, trust me, I will guarantee you, no one in the legislature of Arkansas is like, you know what we need? We need a satanic temple symbol on our front lawn.
Well, I don't think it should just be on state property. Like, it's on the, you know, the grassland up there, wherever they have it, on state property. And it's just not where it should be. Now, they won't put, like, in their downtown or somewhere else. Cool, but just not on government property like that.
Okay. Hey, Brian, thanks, man. We appreciate it. Let's go up to Aaron and talk to you on KMBZ. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, it's kind of a tit-for-tat thing. If you're going to let one group do it, you got to let the other group do it. It's, you know, not just the freedom of religion, it's the freedom from religion. So if you let one group do it, then you're going to let others. The same people that are complaining about this would complain about almost any other religion putting their religious symbols up. Well, hey, we don't like it, you know, whether it's, you know, whatever religion you want to pick. But it's, you know, the same people that also don't like people with brown skin because they got brown skin. You know, it's just people complaining because it's not what they want.
And that is a great point. I think there's people that would say, look, Constitution, freedom of religion, you know, First Amendment, but I don't want there to be a giant Buddha. Or I don't want there to be a giant Star of David. Or I don't want there to be this Baphomet statue. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Steve on KMBZ. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, I just want to do a little bit of history on the modern satanic temple. They're not actually Satanists. their group of atheists who are tired of having religion shoved down their throats and throats of children. So they came up with what would be the most absurd idea and the one that they thought would be the most offensive to people who were primarily shoving their religion down their throats. So they used Satan with this giant goat man figure because it's, number one, obviously really absurd, and number two, it shows the Christian people how the typical atheist feels uncomfortable when they're having that shoved down their throat.
I believe that. I believe everything Steve said. I bet there are some, though, that are in there for different reasons. But I bet the majority are using this as, hey, Christians, stop shoving the crucifixion of Jesus Christ down my throat or whatever. I think that there is some truth to that. Let's go to Leslie on KMBZ. What's up, Leslie?
Hi. I think there's two things that sort of go together and juxtapose each other. One, our country was founded on the tenets and principles of separation of church and state. Along with that, also, we have the freedom in this country to practice whatever faith, religion you choose to do. That does not mean that you shove it down other people's throats. You can put a billboard up, I guess, if you want to. However, that's where we get into that gray area. So we have to remember, we have a separation of church and state. So putting the Ten Commandments or devil worshiping or Quakerism or Catholicism, whatever it is that you believe, on government property, doesn't work that way. But you have the right to go and be and do whatever you want and go into any four walls, do whatever kind of a dance that you want to do.
So in your mind, then, none of these religious symbols should be allowed on state capitol grounds?
No. No,
yeah, I'm with you.
All right, fair enough.
I totally agree.
576-7798. That opens up a phone line for you. Heather, you're on KMBZ. What's up, Heather?
Hi, guys. How are you?
All right.
Good. Well, I'm calling because, well, two things here. One, if they allow the, I don't know, satanic statue to stay because they should, if they're going to allow the Ten Commandments one, that's going to be a really crowded area because then every other religion is going to come up and be like, look at my statue. So I think all statues, even the Ten Commandments, need to be removed from state property. I'm an elected official for a very small town in Missouri, and I find it odd. We pray before city meetings. And to me, I feel like that's extremely odd because it is supposed to be separation of church and state, and I don't feel a council meeting or anything like that should be somewhere where you pray. Now, it's never been said you don't have to partake in this, you know, or you have to pray. It's never been said like that, but at the same time, it's a small town. So if you don't pray and people find out, you are going to be blackballed.
You are the one that didn't pray.
Oh, I know. No, I pray.
I'm saying if you're the one that doesn't, everybody will know and talk about you, and you're the one that's, yeah, blackballed is a good way to put it. Thanks, Heather. We appreciate it. What do you think? Should these things be allowed on state grounds? This thing is massive. It's 8.5 feet tall. It's ominous. It's scary. Should it be allowed alongside the Ten Commandments statue that's there in Arkansas at the Capitol? What if this appeared in Jeff City or in Topeka? Should this statue be allowed to stay? It was displayed yesterday for the first time in Arkansas.
So it went up in response to a Ten Commandments statue that's been up. It actually went up for the first time a year ago, and 24 hours after it was put up on the Capitol grounds, a guy drove a Dodge Dart right into it and destroyed it. He had done this before, actually, in Oklahoma. And so they rebuilt it. They put more security around it. They put pillars around it. So now the Ten Commandments statue has been there since April. And the Satanic Temple says, if you're going to honor one religion and you're going to allow the Ten Commandments statue, then you got to allow us to put this thing there, too.
It is an 8.5-foot statue of Baphomet, an ominous-looking goat man with horns and wings, hooves for feet, human hands, no shirt, sitting in a throne. On one side is a young boy, the other side is a young girl, both looking up lovingly at Baphomet. Is this appropriate to stay because of our religious freedoms we have in this country? On the state capitol grounds in Arkansas, 576-7798. Right back to the phones, and Steve, you're next up on KMBZ.
Well, hey, guys, I love your show, man.
Thank you.
I see it every day.
Appreciate that.
My thought is this. You had a caller here, I think two callers ago. that was going on about separation of church and state. Okay. What separation of church and state, its original intent was in the First Amendment is the government shall make no law respecting one religion over another. Having the Ten Commandments and so on and so forth is not illegal by any means or unconstitutional. Now, what this statue represents, I would disagree and say that we are indefinitely to some extent, a Christian nation. Putting things up like this, I think, it's damaging to the general public. It's socially irresponsible when we want people to live their lives in a good, clean way. And things like this are generally put up to, you know, contradict, if that makes sense, the Ten Commandments, if you will. But most religions have some form or another of something similar to the Ten Commandments. And so I think that a lot of these folks that do these things are they're probably from you know, they're probably very liberal, and they are just trying to you know, spark controversy rather than just saying, hey, you know what, we're going to like our religion. Most people probably don't like this, so why should we fight to have this up there? Ten Commandments are a good way to live your life. Let's just let it be. And that's kind of my take on that.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. There is there are seven tenets or something along those lines that you went through that make up the satanic religion. You can find those online. But it, you know, from what Jamie read earlier.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me again, but.
They
yeah.
sound pretty. I mean, they don't, when you hear Satanism and you hear the word satanic, you think that the makeup is death, hatred, fire, pain, killing. That's what you think of, but the seven are okay. Actually, this is the makeup of Satanism.
If I didn't tell you this was Satanism,
yeah,
you might think, oh, well, I mean, who can really argue with these? We'll go through them real fast. One should strive to act with compassion and empathy toward all creatures in accordance with reason. The struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions. One's body is in... I don't know how to pronounce that word. Subject to one's own will alone. Nobody can do anything else to your body. The freedom of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to forego one's own. The fifth one, belief should conform to our best scientific understanding of the world. We should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit our beliefs. People are fallible. If we make a mistake, we should do our best to rectify it and remediate any harm that may have been caused. And finally, every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word. Quite honestly, the only one of these that I have a problem with, because this is actually from their website, is the struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws. I think we can agree that laws should be what we follow, and that you don't. That to me that sounds like vigilante justice. Take the law into your own hands, and who cares what the laws say? Everything else, though, tell me what's wrong with everything else. Tell me what problem you have with everything else.
Because again, I think you hear the word Satanism, and you think. Evil. You think evil. And I'm not saying it's a good religion or not.
It's got a bad rap. Maybe it's earned it, but it's got a bad rap.
It just got a bad name. I don't know. I'm not a practicing religious person, so I don't have a dog in the fight of my religion's better than your religion. But if you would have just read that and said, look, this is a religion I'm starting up, and here's my new plans, I think most people would have been like, those are actually pretty good pillars. So that's good groundwork.
Yeah.
576-7798. Matt, you're on KMBZ.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Matt?
The easy way for them to rectify this is just to follow the laws they passed. They had to have a special session of Arkansas State House or whatever to get the Bill of Rights or the Ten Commandments up there. If they put the statue of Baphomet to stay up there, they need to get it on the ballot, and then by the will of the people, it will become a statue where everybody can enjoy, or it won't because of the will of people.
They actually have that in law.
It's a really good idea. It's just not how they let it work. In order for them to be able to put the statue on the lawn of the Arkansas State Capitol, you have to have a legislator in the state sponsor the bill that then lawmakers vote on. And if lawmakers don't pass it, they can't put it on the lawn of the Capitol.
That was put in place in 2017.
Right. That's a law that lawmakers passed.
And I don't see that changing anytime soon for this reason.
Because they don't want this.
They knew this was coming because the first time you know, when somebody said, we're going to do this after the guy drove the car into the Ten Commandments statue. So they saw this coming. So they actually, they were one step ahead of this.
Thanks, can I read to you real fast the mission statement that's on their website? Because now I'm on their website. Now I'm learning stuff.
This is what Jamie's doing all weekend.
The mission of the Satanic Temple is to encourage benevolence and empathy among all people, reject tyrannical authority, advocate practical common sense and justice, and be directed by the human conscience to undertake noble pursuits guided by the individual will. Politically aware, civic-minded Satanists and allies in the temple have publicly opposed the Westboro Baptist Church, advocated on behalf of children in public school to abolish corporal punishment, applied for equal representation where religious monuments are placed on public property, provided religious exemption and legal protection against laws that unscientifically restrict women's reproductive autonomy, exposed fraudulent, harmful pseudoscientific practitioners and claims. It goes on and on.
It doesn't say anything about kill and do, and my people will
tell me why people are so opposed to this, to this group.
Because it's the name, Satanism.
But that's not enough.
That's the name.
They've got to stand for something. So either you don't have a clue what they're about and somebody told you they're bad and you're just believing that, or it's just you don't like it because of the name.
I think it's the name and what's associated with the name. You just assume that none of that what you read is in there, that it's you will do the will of the devil.
But that's not in here.
I know.
That's not what they say.
Robert, you're on KMBZ. What's up, Robert?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
So, normally, I have to agree with Jamie, but on this topic, I'm going to have to agree with you, Mike.
Do we disagree? What do we disagree on?
On what front, Robert?
Like, okay, I get it. People have their own opinions. They can state their own opinions. They can do whatever, you know, it's a freedom. I understand that, but I also agree with everybody has their own beliefs on Christianity. And, like, the protesting, that doesn't bother me. It might to other people. But why put a statue on a government property? That was a little bit beyond, like, in my opinion, like, I just want to know what in the hell is wrong with people these days?
Well, Ryan, let me ask you a quick question. Where do you live?
I live in the state of Nebraska.
Okay. The statue is on the grounds in Little Rock, Arkansas, so that Robert in Nebraska is calling into a radio station in Kansas City, Missouri, because it's getting the attention that they wanted, because they want their point to be heard. They want their point to be made. They want their 15 minutes or whatever it is, and they're pushing for religious freedom. I don't know if they love the idea of this beast being displayed, but what these people are sick of in their minds, not my words, what I'm guessing is, they don't want Christianity shoved down their throat any more than Robert in Nebraska wants Satanism pushed down his.
And I totally agree with that. I wouldn't want to push my Christianity on someone else. They believe what they want to believe,
right.
And that's just how it's going to be.
Hey, man, call back again. We appreciate you chiming in from Nebraska, man. Thank you so much for your phone call. Let's get to Tony on KMBZ. Tony, what do you think of the statue?
I think it's kind of dumb.
Why?
Because I believe this land was created on the principles of God. I mean, we do have in God we trust on your money.
That is true. Some would say God created the devil.
So, and we know how that went down.
So, he went awry.
Right. So we're contradicting anything about God when you put statues like this around state buildings. So, regardless of and the devil's whole job is to deceive. So when you read what this religion supposedly stands for, you know, equal justice, blah blah blah, that's all the deception. That's the deception.
But what about the people in this country that don't believe in Christianity? Because we do have those people.
It's other religions. So we can sit up here, we can condemn Muslims. But this is cool. This is okay. Come on, man. That makes no kind of sense.
I don't understand what if I converted to the Muslim faith. What is you lost me on that one.
Well, my point is okay. So we sit up here and debate if Barack was Muslim all these years, and it was such a big issue to a lot of folks. But here it is. We can to me that's just totally hypocrisy. We sit up here, we could accept a statue of the devil.
Actually, I think it's in well, the idea of the false premise pushed by certain people that Barack Obama was a Muslim. I don't know if that exactly compares, but the conversation is there about the Muslim faith and its presence in this country alongside Satanism and its presence in this country and Christianity and Judaism and Buddhism and whatever other faith you want to follow. That's the conversation. And this is their way of presenting that is on the same level playing field. If you're going to have this, if you're going to have, you know, your Ten Commandments statue here on the state capitol in Little Rock, Arkansas, we want it to have fair representation that we don't want you shoving your beliefs down our throat. We want our symbol there as well. Tony, thanks for the call, man. You have yourself a great weekend. Ryan, you get the final word. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, big fan. I realize that all this talk about Satanism and stuff, people are confusing Satanism with Luciferianism. Luciferianism is worshiping of Lucifer, otherwise known as Satan.
Okay.
All right. So they're getting it wrong. Again, the name of Satanism might, with the principles you read,
well,
and the name of Satanism, that might be where the big disconnect is. I've never heard of Luciferianism.
And what's happening a lot, because I'm seeing it from people that are texting, and what's happening a lot is that people don't like Satanism because the Bible tells them they shouldn't. And so they believe in the Bible, and they're saying that because the Bible tells me Satanism is bad, that's why I hate Satanism. Well, what about people that don't believe in the Bible? Not everybody believes in the Bible.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it, Ryan. All right, let's lighten it up. First World Friday coming up next. What are your first world problems that you have suffered through this week? Like, I went without power for 6 hours once this week. We had a light pole catch on fire, and our building was without power for 6 entire hours. What about you? Your first world problems. Text them in right now to 22980. That's 22980. We'll do First World Friday coming up next.
I just lost my remote control. Starbucks coffee came back cold. The iPhone update took too long. No data to Shazam that song. The cleaning lady's late. Oh, how am I gonna get by? No Snapchat or Instagram, unless I get on Wi-Fi. First world problems. They're out of your craft beer. First world problems. No phone is my biggest fear. First world Fridays on KMBZ. First world Fridays with Wick and Jimmy.
The text number 22980. Text in your first world problems. 22980. Last week, Jamie, you had poison ivy. How's it going?
I still have poison ivy.
Oh,
and it sucks. It is really horrible. 2 weeks now. The worst part of it at the moment is that my fingers itch.
Ugh.
From poison ivy. That's difficult. And I'm getting irritated and it's still there. And it's 2 weeks and I've tried everything and now I'm worried that I'm going to have, like, scars and stuff from where it won't go away, but my fingers itch.
Will you ever go camping again?
The fingers itch. My fingers itch. It's horrible. That's my problem.
22980. Somebody's upset because they ran out of milk for their coffee. That's tough. Mm-hmm. That is rough. I understand.
Yeah. At least your fingers don't itch.
from the text line, I cleaned up and organized my basement. Now I can't find a darn thing. So that's what I'm worried about when we move. Am I going to be able to find anything once we put everything in boxes?
Oh, let's see.
Somebody said I've had no air conditioning for the last 3 days. Won't get fixed till next week.
Yikes.
Really?
Time for a hotel. I wouldn't be dealing with that.
It's 90 degrees all weekend, man. You better get out.
I ate too much for lunch. Now my stomach hurts.
Oh, where'd you eat? 22988. Let's hear it. First world problem. First time home buyer. Just moved into a house that we love and we're excited about, but we don't want to unpack. I wish someone would unpack and organize everything for me. Lee and I still haven't unpacked from our trip to Michigan a month ago. I will not. When we move next week, the unpacking process will be, like, the kid will be born and we still won't be done unpacking.
We need people to keep texting some of these in. Somebody said, go to the doc. Now I'm getting all the advice. Go to a doctor, get a Benadryl shot. He gave me a steroid. It has done absolutely nothing. No Wi-Fi at home, and I just bought an expensive gaming laptop.
Uh-oh, that stinks.
My bathroom towel warmer is broken.
That's rough. That is a tough life right there.
Oh, let's see.
My weed guy got arrested. That's
great.
Travis, you know anybody?
There's plenty more out there.
There's plenty more fish in the sea.
Yeah. Let's see. My cable box decided to go through an update during a really good movie. This is good. I ran out of pre-printed labels. Now I have to write things by hand.
That's awful. It's like the return address labels or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. My Starbucks app didn't update. I didn't have enough for my Frappuccino. That's too bad.
Now you got me thinking I need to be going back and complaining to my doctor to give me a steroid shot. He gave me steroids in like a pack. They didn't do anything but make my face puffy.
Have you talked to your doctor since?
That was last week. No, because he's like, it's just going to, eventually it'll just go away.
What a great doc.
It was like, he's like, there's no cure for it. You're just itch. Just be itchy. So I'm just itchy.
Travis, is this you? I got a bowl of good pot and no lighter. Is that you, Travis?
I always got a lighter.
Let's see. Just bought a new house. Don't have enough furniture to fill it.
Spent 3 hours at the JOCO DMV. Got one vehicle registered. Other vehicle missing paperwork. Paperwork at post office. Mailman didn't leave notice. Went to get up a driver's license. I left it at the DMV. My God. That's ridiculous.
I'm starting to realize that my doctor was a fraud. Based on what everybody's telling me about what the doctor should have given me, I'm starting to call.
I would.
Call this doctor out.
Yeah, go for it. My first world problem happened yesterday. This is a real first world problem. Concerts are too damn long. I went to the Smashing Pumpkins show yesterday at Sprint Center. And I thought I was a big Pumpkins fan. I'm not, apparently. I only know about 6 songs. And we went in about 8:30 or so. You would think that's kind of like, usually the main act doesn't start. There was an opener. The main act doesn't start until like 9. We get in about 8:30. They're already playing. We're like, whoa. I look at the set list. 32 songs on the set list. 30 and 2 encores from the Chicago show and the Cleveland show the couple of nights before. Man, I don't know a whole lot of Pumpkin songs. Concerts are too damn long. That's my first world problem. My concerts are too long.
You had to stay for the whole thing? You couldn't have left?
I didn't.
Earlier?
I didn't. I barely made it halfway.
That would have been the solution, yeah.
I barely made it halfway through. And the last concert I went to, I got bored in the second half of it because Hall & Oates sucked. These are my problems. Well, these are my first world problems.
I think you're finally growing up, though, because, you know, when you first started, you were going out late.
Yeah.
Showing up with no voice. And
oh, yeah.
Now you're actually getting some sleep.
I'm tired. Yeah. I was like, oh, man, I'm bored. They're not playing tonight, and Bullet with Butterfly Wings. Got to get out of here. Look down. There's still like 14 songs until the next one I know. So thanks, everybody, for getting in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.